Shop the kitchen and bath event for Home Depot exclusives like the Kohler Rubicon single-handle bath faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. Its brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/meet for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet. Match.com/meet.
It's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And now take you back courtside with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
It's halftime. The Bombers leading Greenbrier 27-26. We'll check stats coming up here in just a little bit. We've got a nice change here at halftime. We don't have to talk to Dell tonight. Hannah Pfeiffer is with us at the break. Hannah, of course, signing with College of the Ozarks yesterday. She scored her career 1,000th point tonight. Hannah, congratulations. Not many people can say they've scored 1,000 points in high school basketball. It's a big honor.
Thank you. Thank you. I was very excited.
You had a nice plaque presentation, took a timeout, and got a plaque. Was that a big surprise to you?
Yes, it was. I had no idea. I was just ready to play. I kept going. I had no idea what was going on.
Did you know that you were that close to 1,000 points?
Well, on our way to BB, I asked Coach Larry, I said, how close am I? And she lied to me and told me I was not as close as I was. So she had me fooled.
Let's talk about signing with College of the Ozarks. I know when we talked yesterday, you had a chance to meet Coach Fest last summer, and you like the way they play up at C of O, don't you?
Yes, I love it. They shoot a lot of threes, and that's my game. So
they get up and down the court a lot, too.
Yes, they do. It's awesome.
They've scored over 100 points three times this year. It'll be a lot of fun to watch. What did Coach Vest have to say to you yesterday after the signing? Much of anything? Or
She just said congratulations, that she was happy, and that she would get in touch with me. So.
Good deal. Nice win tonight. You guys needed that, didn't you?
Yes, it was awesome. It was a great team win, and a lot of people got to play, so that's always a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Hannah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Glad you came by. We're going to let you pass the headset over to Coach Lindsay Leonard. We'll talk to her a little bit here and talk about the Lady Bombers win tonight, 63-31 over Greenbrier. Lindsay, after that tough loss Wednesday night, this is the win you really needed tonight, wasn't it?
It definitely was. You know what? We came into tonight, and it's just, I'll be honest with you, the last a couple weeks, we've struggled. We had a really nice game against Morrilton, but I thought tonight when we came out and the way we shot it, of course, and of course when we shoot it like we did with, of course, Hannah coming out and shooting the way she did, but also Peyton hit some big threes. You know, Emma was scoring tonight for us,
right.
But it was big. You know, I really want to talk a little bit about Hannah.
Yes.
She is a true example of the gym rat, and she has, you know, she's a great player. But she has developed the skill that she has, and she spends hours and hours and hours in this gym. I mean, before school, after school, and her mom rebounds for her. We joke all the time. I shoot with her a lot, and you know, I will say this: she is the best shooter in the state of Arkansas. But I have beat her in horse a lot more.
She didn't want to admit that.
She did not.
Well, a good win here tonight in front of the home crowd. And now next week, a couple on the road and go to Searcy and Batesville.
Right. We've got a big one Tuesday night at Searcy. Of course, the 6A games are really important. And, you know, it seems like every time we go to Searcy, it's a tough, tough game. It doesn't matter how, you know, what kind of season they're having, what kind of season we're having. It's
right.
An extremely, extremely tough game. So that will be, we'll have to be ready to play. And then, of course, Friday night we have Batesville. And we felt like the Batesville game here is a game that we should have won.
Yeah.
We had a huge lead early, and we let it slip away. And I know our kids are definitely not going to look past Searcy, but I know that our kids are excited about going to Batesville and knocking off, I believe, the team that's in the lead in our conference
right now.
Yep, so but it's a big week for us, and I think that, you know, our group is, you know, we've had some struggles, but I feel like Dell and I both feel like that this group, just because of the character they have, is going to something great's going to happen. And we feel like the character they have and their parents, that something special is going to happen here at the end.
Well, let's hope so. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you very much.
Lindsay Leonard, we'll take a break. 27-26, the Bombers with the lead at the break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
The Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's check halftime stats. The Bombers leading Greenbrier 27-26. Mountain Home gets 10 points and 7 rebounds in that first half from David Waymire. We talked about the matchup with Waymire and A.J. Matthews inside. Well, Waymire with 10 points and 7 rebounds. Matthews with just 2 points and 2 rebounds in that first half. Waymire winning that battle here at the break. 6 points from Talon Benton in the first half and 6 from Colton Peters for the Bombers. 14 for Devin Clark leads the scoring for Greenbrier at the break. It's halftime. Bombers up 27-26. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.